one other man in history has multiple one-on-one pay-per-view victories over Brock Lesnar. That's John Cena. Goldberg was to do it tonight, and Brock Lesnar, we're going to establish dominance, and Goldberg dropping Lesnar.
Goldberg was unfazed,
and Lesnar couldn't believe it. A look of shock in the eyes of the beast who was planted by Goldberg. No fear from Goldberg. A spear! Goldberg hit Lesnar with a spear! A spear from out of nowhere!
Goldberg may shock the world.
Goldberg looking to end this early.
Lesnar's hurt! Lesnar's hurt! Goldberg again with a spear! Two spears to Lesnar! Brock's in trouble! Brock's in trouble!
I don't think anybody expected this sort of dominance right out of the gate from Goldberg.
The Beast may be on the verge of getting slayed.
And the simple truth is that I did what I said I was going to do. I came, I fought, and I conquered the Beast. Brock Lesnar. But there is a simple reality in life, ladies and gentlemen, that all good things must come to an end. But then a funny thing happened to me as I was walking to the back after the match. I run into none other than Stephanie McMahon. And Stephanie says, Goldberg, you're right. You did have one more spear. You had one more jackhammer, and by damn, you had one hell of an ass kicking left in you. But then she looked me right in the eyes and she said, but do you have one more title run left in you? So do I. So you bet your ass I got one more title run left in me. Stephanie says, the road to the title match is through the Royal Rumble. At the Royal Rumble match, everyone is next.
I'm serving notice.
We get the almighty Survivor Series showdown, which lasted longer than Ian Cooper in bed. And then we find
out
the Oldberg himself is in a rumble. Bad news for Shad. It's good news for the rest of us. But what have we learned in these past 7 days? What have we learned? A king of strong style doesn't reign forever. And it also turns out that the internet wrestling community got they wanted at Final Series. Finally, they get the one. Yeah, shut up, Shield. Shut up, enough. You got it. This week, I am giving my dog a break so he can save it. Save his voice for the rant that I can feel coming about this weekend just gone. I am. What was that, Mr. Sacco?
Just preparing myself. I have some written notes to make an eloquent yet angry 1 minute 26.
Oh!
Let's just wait for that later on in the show, shall we? Because I'd like to hear your respective responses as intelligent wrestling fans.
Well, we can try. We can try. I am hosting this week. I am Mr. NXT. He has to win. Wardlow. Joining me, as you just heard, the serial killer, the big fan of Pokemon, Mr. Matt Sackle.
Hello, Mr. Wardlow. How are you?
I am. I'm feeling better now I've taken a break and thought about what happened at the weekend. I feel better. I'm no longer an angry wrestler. I feel better about the event that unfolded. I know you're not.
I'm still raging. Mr. Wardlow, would you like to read out the stuff I sent to you at 3:20 on Monday morning, just to see main event image?
I would love to read that. But not yet. Not yet. We will start the 1:26 segment with that, I feel. The Warren, last outlaw, grab my tea.
AKA whoever lose, I win. I always win. I mean, how y'all doing out there, man? Life's too short to be angry. I know that first, man. I know that first. I nearly died in 2009, damn it. I ain't got time to be angry over some bats, okay? How y'all doing, man?
Oh, okay. Sacco had like sour milk and cereal this morning, so I'm back to you.
Oh no!
Sour milk and cereal this morning.
The milk gone. Can I give a shout out to E Porridge? No reason.
You love your shout out.
Shout out to E Porridge for no reason.
Oh!
Hey, you are listening to SDC from the UK, hosted on the BDSR Network, the first damn show in radio. You can find us on the Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/SmackTalkCenter. Request to join.
Don't be a weirdo.
Don't do it, sir.
Follow us,
Twitter.
At SDC_E. You can find me if you want to start a riot at TheReal_Otto. Where can I find you, Mr. Surreal?
I now have my own stuff. It's Mr. Work Twitter.
I did get a bit too excited.
Yeah, I've got myself a little personal work Twitter, but I can't bother with that. That's just work. So if you go to at KICFM, KICFM, can't remember the letters, remember the phrase, Carly is crap forevermore.
Carly, you whack.
And Mr. Grandbody B, where are they finding you and all of your hip-hop shenanigans?
Yes, yes, yes. Only real hip-hop departure, man. At Mr. The Infamous. Thank you very much. Music in my DM. I will ignore you.
I'm
in
warned.
Okay.
This...
None of that little way.
We don't want that. This week, we are obviously going to talk Survivor Series. We have got 1:26 to express our views. Don't know what 1:26 means. Get out of here. Don't listen to the show. Were you mad? Yeah. We're going to talk NXT, obviously. We're going to talk Raw. We're going to talk Get in the Chair. I think Mr. Grandbody P has a few people into this one.
There is a definitive winner. Thank you, STC. You're voting. Going in that later.
We've got the Flair fight. We're going to talk some SmackDown. And possibly, if we've got time, and if he actually turns up, Shad's promo of the week. If he turns up. Because he's known. We don't know where he is. No one's seen or heard from him. Could be anywhere. Yeah.
Oh.
Bad times, Mr. Shad.
I've got bad times. Bad times. It's not safe for you to go out.
You're so pissed this week. Don't go out, Flair. It was a scary week for Flair.
But we haven't got back to the end.
We've got to wait for him to rock up there. Should we just get it out of the way? Mr. Sacco,
done,
I'm going to read and quote you from a message you sent me at 3 a.m. morning, which is awesome, by the way, as I was.
You think you were going to watch it live, Will? You point me.
I know, I'm sorry.
Why was it, you know?
Monday morning, 3:30 in the morning, Matt Sacco said, and I quote, awful booking, .. What was the point of Brock beating the streak if he's going to job to a geriatric Goldberg in 30 seconds? SM. I feel like Sacco has got some harsh words coming in this 1:26 seconds.
I got the stopwatch, and when I say start, you can start, okay?
Before we hit the go on the stopwatch, can I just say I enjoyed the rest of the pay-per-view, and I actually put this as a really, really good Survivor Series.
Yep, can't okay, move you there.
Sacco, 120.
Hang on, I got the stopwatch.
Yep.
You ready? All right then. You steady?
Oh.
You ain't steady.
Okay, so we have the baby corner. Brock Lesnar, a man who's not been pinned or submitted in over 3 years. He has destroyed John Cena, Randy Orton, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns. He's beat three. He's been utterly dominant. He's kicked out of three back-to-back AAs. Kicked out of a tombstone hard on some boards. He beat the three, damn it. He goes and loses in 1:26 to a guy who's not been in the ring for 12 years. Then get one punch in, and he loses 1:23 in 1:26. Just completely undermined and belittled the entire fucking roster who have been destroyed by him for the last 3 years. What was the fucking point? If Goldberg has to win the match, make it a war, make it, you know, it's a barely, is it? That makes it more believable. But having him completely bring Lesnar over to the jackhammer in 1:26, you've just completely belittled your entire roster and made Lesnar look stupid. You've made the streak look completely irrelevant and useless. It makes no sense from any perspective. Well, I don't have a problem with Goldberg winning, although I don't think he should have been the lead. You should definitely not have won in 1:26. You just create a whole load of problems. Completely like going to get any sort of storytelling in like concert. This guy, front AA from Cena, stood back up away. Second AA, stood back up. Took third AA, and then still had two.
Stop!
He's a bit not happy about it, so no grievances.
Time's up!
Jesus. Hour.
When the cup goes thick.
Oh my god!
You not maybe is that not put across how terrible an idea that booking was in my mind?
Maybe you should send a tweet or an Instagram or a Vine.
Or Vine. With 140 characters, you get to tweet your displeasure, Matt. And if that doesn't work,
I'm gonna.
Do you have a friend named Mark?
Stamford, Connecticut, if I have to.
Do you have a friend called Mark?
No!
No. Okay.
Oh, no!
Never mind. Everyone
on here. Oh. Like, bear all that in mind, you two as intelligent wrestling
fans... No, you're one for the
You're done. You're done, Tom.
Shut up and listen. Bear in mind that you're both intelligent wrestling fans, and you now talk to me and try and talk me around your way of thinking, because you two appear to not have much of a problem with that, yet I don't understand how either of you as intelligent wrestling fans are fine with this. Talk to me.
It's great!
Go on.
I'm going to tell myself, hold up. Make sure this is right. Okay, I'm gonna start. Buddy P! Yo! Wrestling is storyline, okay? Right? Brock two damn teeth, he broke the streak, okay? Man broke the streak, and he should be punished for his sins. You know what I mean? And how better to be humiliated by somebody who's been in the game for 12 years, seven, 8 weeks training, right? Can't even wrestle good. Right, man get beat by somebody who hasn't been game for 12 years. That's embarrassing. It's wrestling is stalled. You know what I mean? That's gonna eat away at Brock Lesnar now. It's like, man's been so dominant. Now he's like vulnerable. He's like, oh shit. Now someone can beat him. It was embarrassing, man. I was there. I watched it. Right, I'm Riley. So I said to everyone in Riley. And what happened was, we're total shock. 12 people. Controversy. Controversy, that's what we're doing. Okay, got us talking about it for days. WWE, exactly the same as what they did WrestleMania 30 when the struck. Got us all talking about it, whether it's a good or a bad. WWE have achieved objectives. Now they've gone forward with this shit, man. I love it. Bravo, Vincent Kennedy. And I've heard of this idea.
That was nice counter. I like that. Waddle's gonna spell it out to you, Mr. Sackle.
I got the stop one, man.
You ready? Alright then. Let's do this shit!
Chill the fuck out. The reason they did it like this, the reason that Goldberg beat Lesnar so quickly, is because it was luck. That's what they're going to run with. He got lucky. That's all it was. Brock was having an off day. This proved that anything can happen in world wrestling entertainment. And let's be honest, who saw Brock losing? Nobody. Nobody saw him losing. In terms of undermining the streak and all that, who remembers that? This is wrestling. They don't forget the storyline. They don't remember the storylines from 2 months ago, let alone a year ago. So what does it matter who Lesnar has beaten past? Just look past that. You've got Goldberg, who had 140-yard win streak in WCW. Why do you want to remember that? This guy is legit. 12 years later, 20 years later, he beat Brock Lesnar. Point. He's done it before, and he's doing it again. He's now in the Rumble, and so is Lesnar. This means match he's coming. Doesn't matter who wins that, because he's already beat him 2-0. So yeah, the point of the matter is Goldberg made Lesnar weak. This means that Lesnar can lose, which doesn't undermine anything, and actually...
Stop!
Done, that's fine.
The clock's gonna tick! Well, you know what? I'm gonna say, I thought you was on the side of
no,
the table.
No, I don't think it's a bad thing. I honestly don't.
I just think that it just makes far too many cross the looks of him. You know, all the stars are absolutely decimated. They lose to a guy who's been 12 years. Even 26. I could accept it if it was like a proper war, hard hitting war, and maybe, you know, it's a quick spear and a jack out of nowhere. 1-2-3. I could accept that. But for him to lose in that fashion, it's just really difficult to take. If you look back at, you know, the last 18 months, whatever, it just makes the rest of the roster look stupid.
Well, for that, you just said, in a war, you could have accepted it. Last time I checked, WrestleMania 30, Undertaker Lesnar, after what, 21 years of being undefeated, and then lose to Swallow?
It was.
That was hard. That was hard. No, this is not happening. No, hell to the no. Right? And it didn't take seconds. It took like a good while longer.
Yeah, but imagine how we would have felt if Brock had won in 1 minute 26. We've all ended in our wrestling cards. Don't even try to tell me you wouldn't have liked. Don't even try and tell me you've not handed
this is the thing, mate. This is the thing, this whole thing, right? Undertaker, at the time of WrestleMania, when he lost the streak, would have been 49, right? Brock Lesnar, at that time, was 37. So, why, you know, look how much of a match that was. Goldberg, this is what you got to remember, has been out of action for 12 years, right? Which means that Goldberg, technically, would be performance, not been in the UFC, not been in matches, not been in like the hardcore match that Brock Lesnar had with Dean Ambrose and stuff like that. So if you're going on just storyline for purposes, Goldberg should have beat him because he's been out of action for 12 years, chilled, relaxed, fit as a little. Brock Lesnar was in the UFC a couple of months, 2 months ago, wasn't it?
Look at the size difference. He's gone for breakfast.
I'm happy with it. I have no problem with it.
See, it's like, I'm not saying you take. I know there's people, right, there's a lot of people out there who would have wanted Brock Lesnar versus Danny Bryan at once, and for Danny Bryan to come and slay the beast. And not let me tell, that was, you know, wanted that. Especially with CM Princess Peach Bitch. I should feel like God, they hope that it would be Brock Lesnar.
No, yeah. I get, honestly, man, I get what you're saying, but if you're going to use the comparative, look, take Goldberg's streak alone in WCW, he beat the entirety of the NWO. Every single member who ever joined it, he beat DDP, he beat Flair, he beat Bret Hart, he beat Jericho, he beat all of these names.
He beat all these people back when you were in primary school.
But Brock Lesnar can beat John Cena and all them and then take a year out, and that's okay. It doesn't matter about it. However you look at it, like, undisputedly, yes, Brock Lesnar should have won that match, no doubt. But, for storyline purposes, why can Goldberg not beat him in 1:26? That's what he used to do. That's what he used to do. He used to win matches in seconds. That's what he used to do.
He should not have beat Lesnar that quickly. He just shouldn't.
Is that your only qualm, though? That he beat him that quickly?
Look, if you strip back to their bones, it's the whole sort of time of it. If you'd have beat Brock Lesnar after sort of 15 minutes in a war, I could have taken that because you're going, yeah, okay, shock factor, bit of publicity, I get it. Like, it wouldn't bother me so much, but the fact that it's done so quickly, so convincingly.
But don't you think that's it's achieved that anyway? It's got the publicity, it's got the, you know, it's got the shock value.
It would have done that
it's got more copies of WWE 17 fling off the shelves. Yeah, because you know as well as I do, Matt. I mean, this ain't no wrestling shit. This is a business, man. It's all about the money. It's all about the money.
Granted, it is. And I can see how it's going to play out. You know, Goldberg's going to be in the Rumble. Lesnar's going to come out, whether he's in the Rumble or not. Cost him the Rumble. They're going to go on to WrestleMania. I get it. Sounds good to me. I will be fully invested in that from a storyline perspective completely, and I will be just as excited as you guys for it. But they could have achieved that if he'd have just beat Lesnar in 15 minutes and made it much closer.
How about, I mean, as well, Goldberg had a minor, that kind of contributed towards the decision to go.
Maybe, although he can't be too badly injured. He managed to do a pretty impersonation of that hammer. That might contribute.
I don't know what injury
He allegedly pulled something in his shoulder on the Money in a Raw segment. Yeah, apparently.
Right.
Whether that did mean he literally couldn't do the match, it could have been. But it could have also been a booking issue on WWE's part, for example, because some of the matches on the card went on far longer than they needed to. So maybe it was just a booking issue entirely, and they just didn't book it enough time.
Well, I mean, it was meant to be like a four-hour show, wasn't it? It ended up like
So who knows what happened there? Because, I mean, Jesus. 4-hour show that didn't happen. I don't know.
Unless they do it for 4 hours, chance to cover their own back because it's on the network.
Yeah,
much what they
I mean,
want.
I can, like I said, I can see what, you know, Sacco's saying and everything. I do get that.
Yeah, because Sacco's saying pretty much the same as a lot of people who tweeted their displeasure, should I say. You know, I mean, he's basically saying the same, you know, what about Undertaker streak? What, I mean, what?
Look at it from the rest of the roster's perspective. A lot of them have been fed to Lesnar the last, 2-3 years and been destroyed in super quick time. And then someone else comes in who's not done anything for 12 years, goes straight to the main event of a pay-per-view, beats Lesnar in less than 90 seconds.
Well, like I said,
I have
a super strong feeling that the reason they did that is because the storyline that's going to play out is Heyman will be like, it was pure luck. You got lucky, congratulations, well done. Do it again. Is probably what the storyline's going to be. But I mean, in terms of like, sort of back on this one, I think the timing issue is not a problem. It's Goldberg himself. And Goldberg is notoriously very, very protective of the Goldberg image and being the streak and all of that stuff that he had. Like, for Goldberg to agree to come back, if we thought about it logically, he was never going to lose that match because he wouldn't allow himself to go out and job to Lesnar. He wouldn't, because he's too protective of the Goldberg image. He probably would lose the next match if you have one. He will lose it because he doesn't care, because overall he beat Lesnar 2-0. So it doesn't matter. Like, even if he loses the next one, if they do one, 2-1, oh well, I still beat him, so I'm still better. You know, that's the way he'll think. If it was Goldberg in Lesnar shoes, my 30, there would no doubt that Goldberg would have beat Taker for the streak, because he wouldn't have allowed himself to be on the WrestleMania card and lose to Undertaker. There would be no way.
True.
Because that just...
Yeah, Matt, yeah. I think when you put it like that, I think that might be where Shad is like, well, F Goldberg.
Yeah.
Because he's got this, you know, he's got this ego thing about him. See, that's the difference between him and Sting, the other WCW guy who Shad hates. And it's funny, you know, because Sting, you know what I mean? A man like Sting, you would have thought the same thing. You would have come to the WWE, come to the big WrestleMania, fight Triple H and beat him.
It's funny that you actually bring Sting up, because I was going to say that it came out that Sting was supposed to go over Rollins at Night of Champions and have a run because of the fact he jobbed to Triple. That's the reason why he was going to get the title run, was to make up for the fact...
Whoa.
That he jobbed to Triple. So, you know, take that as you will, because that sounds like a Goldberg Iowa mentality to me. I want a title run. But
I mean, when we're talking his first match, though, man, his first match at big WrestleMania as well. I mean, the title, I can see it, but like, the title was like, that's just that night of champions. Like a B pay-per-view, not even like SummerSlam or none of that.
What I'm saying is we don't know how long that run could have been for. He could have ran all the way till next Mania and against Triple T to then reclaim his loss. You know what I mean? Who knows? We don't know. But this is the thing with the Goldberg.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't know if it was just ego or if they've got a big grand story, because Goldberg's in the Rumble. Does he do more than that? Probably a Mania match. But would they really put Lesnar against Goldberg just to get one win when everybody knows he's down to an 0? I don't know if that makes sense or not. So,
well, I mean, I could put up another example. The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, WrestleMania. The Rock lost twice, ate him up. So the third one was like, yeah, man, I got this one. And I said, all right, then you can beat me. But shit, it's my last match.
Yeah, yeah. But I think, in, to round this bit off, I don't want to talk about it forever, but...
Yeah, yeah.
I get why people are mad. I understand the frustrations. Your frustrations all make perfect sense. I saw them all over Twitter, all over Facebook. I understand. But just remember that WWE does make its own history. Just remember that. In their eyes, Lesnar's been beaten since the start of the season, whenever that season was. You know, they don't, unless it's the streak to do with Lesnar, they don't remember it. So, just...
Boy, you know what? I want to hear from Stone Cold Steve Austin what he feels about it, man, because, you know, usually what he says makes sense as well,
man.
Yeah,
it's one of them things where I get the frustration, I understand why, but the wrestlers that, you know, were fed to him aren't exactly doing bad, and they don't exactly look bad because of it. And the streak argument, who's to say Goldberg couldn't have beat the streak?
Yeah, and finally to close this out, as far as the Undertaker streak, it's like, okay, most of us got Bex at the streak broken, whatever else. So, on another perspective, we really shouldn't be Bex that someone else, some part-time or whatever, come through and broke, really. In a way, we shouldn't be, but, you know, we're stopping it, and, you know, we get Bex. Well, I wasn't. I thought it was fine. I thought it was funny. I thought it was the best thing I've ever seen. Best thing I've ever seen since Triple H got dropped in the car by Austin in Survivor Series 2000. But that's that. Okay, yeah, can't keep moving.
And the absolute final force from AJ the Baby. Oh, he's here. Uh-oh. What's that, AJ? What's that?
He's coming. He's coming.
Fucking Cuba. Right, enough of Survivor Series for now. We'll come back to it. I want to hear.
Shout out to Becky Lynch for
hearing Miss Taco's opinion on this. And obviously yours, Pete. DIY, that is the revival match of the year. Opinion, please.
Wow. Go on, you go first, Taco, man. You go first.
I haven't had to watch NXT.
True say he was at the wedding that I was
at. Thank you. I didn't realise you were white, by the way. Didn't have a clue.
Hilarious. I actually haven't had time to watch Taker. I will be watching it Friday night to bed, so.
Fine, Mr. P, opinion please.
I'm sorry.
Oh, sugar. Gotta be a surefire candidate, man. I mean, WWE's killing it this year, matches of the year. They're killing it. Like, AJ Styles and Cena has got to be up there as well.
Wait, you've got AJ Styles and Cena, you've got Zayn and Nakamura, you've got the women's triple threat from Mania, you've got, oh Jesus, so many,
AJ Styles, John Cena.
AJ, yeah, exactly, yeah. Any of the Apology 4, oh God, what else have we had this year? The Fatal 5-Way? The Intercontinental Championship?
Oh, yeah, we're missing there the worst one,
that
yeah.
as well. Jesus, but yeah, DIY versus Survival. Holy crap.
That was bad.
Holy crap.
that man, like, Lord have mercy. Yo, I was proper in the TV, you know. I was proper, back in the days when you're watching the TV too close when you was a kid, and your moms would be like, yo, get away from the TV, you'll mash up your eyes, you'll have glasses. That was me, man. What NXT, yo. The versus Revival. And I was sad when DIY won, you know. I was it beat me. I felt good after that. Like, wow. Bad. You know, there's a real, like, either way, like, oh, shit. I was really like, oh, I haven't felt like that in ages, man. I mean, for a tag team match with two teams, I'm not particularly fans of. Not in a bad way, but, like, I'm watching, you know, it's, to me... It's just four guys wrestling. I'm invested. That's a match, man, right there. You know what I mean? I'm not even a fan. Not in a bad way. But if you got me invested, I'm watching like, oh shit, and I'm a man who loves ruckus and steerables and kendall sticker and all that and chokeslam and all that business, right? And I'm sitting there investing like that shit. That's gotta be a match of the year.
The only other two bits I want to talk about to do with NXT, because of my notes. Where do you guys see Asuka going from here? She beat Mickie James. It was a good, solid match. Who's going to beat her? Who is good enough to take on Asuka?
I'm sure I've had my mistake a couple of weeks ago. I'd put that up, but I genuinely can't see where you go from there.
No. I'm very pleased that they didn't do any craziness and give Mickie James the title. But at the same time, I'm very concerned that no one's going to beat her. and that's worrying.
I'm still putting my hopes on my new sexy gal, Ember Moon. Ember Moon, man. She got to do it. She might not even do it, but she got to do it. Ember Moon's my girl, right? Oh,
because the problem with NXT and people being undefeated and stuff, as soon as they go to the main roster, it never ends well. Baron Corbin was undefeated for a very long time, only lost a couple of matches, and now, what is he doing?
Well, I like that for Asuka, though, still. I think Asuka will still be a big deal, mate.
Yeah. And the other talking point, obviously, is a massive one from NXT. Shinsuke Nakamura gets dethroned months after winning the title.
I've got to give you props for that. I'm going to give you props for that, Wardle. I was up and say, well done. Got to see that coming. But saying that, the way Samoa Joe beat him, you know what I mean?
Nakamura. Well, I'd like to give a big shout out to Spicy Fresh, who left when I said Joe was going to win, said that she did, said it's not going to happen, and fuck you, Mr. Fresh. Because when it comes to NXT, the reason I'm called Mr. NXT is because I get shit done. Enough said. But is this the last one?
You know what? Now you mentioned that, you know, I'm sorry to go back to the Goldberg issue, right? You know how fans like to the takeover to the main next day? It could be me just overthinking this, but when Nakamura lost, it shocked me. And then pretty much follow that and got and in 126 shot me to try to get NXT there.
I wasn't particularly shocked though when Goldberg won though. I don't think because we've not seen Lesnar hell of a lot, and I sort of like not a lot, but you know, I wasn't that interested, not invested in. So I wasn't shocked, but yeah, I get that. Nakamura, Joe, do we get one more match after the third time? So this is the fourth one if they go for the rematch. We'll get it, or is Nakamura just going straight up?
I believe it's official, Cage Team.
I thought that was just for the Australia tour. I didn't realise that was...
Oh, right. You could be right. You could...
Yeah, I know they're taping shows, but I don't think it's... Because there's been another takeover the same weekend as Rumble, which seemed a bit far to wait for a rematch, so I'm not sure.
I'm sure like it's too long to have him just do anything into the Rumble and just suddenly appear in the Rumble. So maybe he's going to stick around in a month and then.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him appear as a surprise entrant in the Rumble. Not to win it, but I think this guy can kick a lot of ass for it.
I think that's the glory of pre-recorded shows, isn't it? You can do like months worth and he'd actually just be chilling out of his feet and not really doing much. I don't know. I'm not sure where they're going with.
I mean, this period, so things are going to start winding down now.
Well, that's what I was going to say in terms of how they can get when Nakamura's on TV. Was because no one really watches it over Christmas. Not really, because everyone's busy with family and stuff.
Yeah.
So they can get away with him not being there. Because, I mean, it's only, what, like 5-6 weeks till Christmas anyway. You can get away with a couple of and then nothing. And then Rumble's in January, so, you know. And that's where he's going to win it. As I predicted.
Yeah, got a question for you both. With Goldberg in the Rumble now, right? And I know Kennedy's thinking, but I know who. Altered our predictions in any way, do you think? In terms of who may win the Rumble? You say, well, Nakamura's going to be the surprise.
If Nakamura's in it, he's going to win it. He will win it. If he is in it, he will win it. 100%.
I'm still sticking with Rollins. I think he's a master of his prophecy and he come back from injury and design, rebuild, reclaim and all, but he's going to switch it and go to SmackDown. That's going to go down. What about you, man?
I actually really like your idea, Mike, because that's the title that he never lost. I don't really know. Goldberg's going to get taken out by Lesnar at the Rumble. Okay, we can all see that, I think. Are they going to rinse repeat?
Was it the 04 rule? The one that Benoit won? Is that the one that Goldberg got on top by the after he got by one in it?
I don't remember.
Came in, bid like everyone that was in the ring, and then came out of nowhere and just dumped him out.
Yeah, that's right. And then Goldberg come back at the next No Way Out and cost him the title. Yeah, because he gave him the ticket in it. He's like, yo, don't do anything I wouldn't do. And he did that. What's the title? Eddie Guerrero.
Are they doing that? Do that?
It sounds like it because, you see, I know there's little news reports that I don't believe saying that Brock Lesnar's going to be in a Rumble. I don't believe that one.
Nah, he'll just turn up and take Goldberg out.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I remember a certain Kevin Owens saying, oh, I want to fight Brock Lesnar. And you know what I mean? And I believe, I'm thinking like Vincent Kennedy here, you see. And I believe that Kevin Owens and Brock Lesnar are going to fight. Brock Lesnar is furious, right? He's got to be furious. Vengeance and fury and all that. F5 fury and all that, right? I believe he's going to defeat Kevin Owens. He's going to be the man to defeat Kevin Owens, right? And then go on to be aggressive on some Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar for the title on some, you know what I mean, on some Stephanie McMahon be like, oh, you got one last title run left in you. That's why I still believe that Seth Rollins got to win the Rumble and the challenge for SmackDown champion.
Kevin Owens didn't just say he wanted Brock. He said, and I quote, I don't know what Suplex City is. I will make you my bitch. Brock Lesnar. So not only if he called him out, he said he would beat him so hard, he would make Lesnar his bitch. Now, if that doesn't say open challenge, I don't know what does. if someone said, I'm gonna make you my bitch, Wardle, they'd get KO'd. So I can't see how Lesnar's gonna go.
See, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's going to happen. The whole thing with him and Jericho, they teased it on Raw. The piece of shit on Raw, then they blamed it on Roman Reigns. I thought that was funny, right? And then they're really going to... I believe it's going to be Kevin Owens versus Chris Jericho at the big WrestleMania, man. And then you're going to have Kevin Owens versus Brock Lesnar at the Rumble. That's how I believe it's going.
Sounds like WWE thinking to me. That sounds exactly like something they would do.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to think like Vincent Kennedy here because I know that's what he's trying to do. I know what he's in. That's his in the head top Universal title, Brock versus Goldberg, and the IWC get a Vex.
Yeah, no, that definitely sounds VKM.
And if it was really up to Vincent Kennedy, he'd have Goldberg win this shit.
He would, yeah. Which, at the minute, is odds on favourite. It has to be. He beat Brock, and he's now in the Rumble. Odds on favourite.
Yeah.
He will not make it past halfway in the Rumble.
He could be 30. He could be 30. Be 30 and win.
Brock will take him out of the Rumble, guaranteed.
I agree with you, Matt. I believe that's what's going to happen. Seriously.
See, I'm more...
Because it looks too obvious. It looks too obvious that he's going to win the shit.
I'm more inclined for the idea of the Lesnar versus KO, or, like I said, if Nakamura is in the Rumble... and he wins, it could be Lesnar versus Nakamura for the title, which would be an insane match. They've done it before, and it was insane. So, big mania. Who knows?
I love that, man. I love that idea, man, definitely.
I mean, that's not just like me, you know, armchair booking. That's me actually logically thinking about it. It could happen.
It's just the fact that, you know, Stephanie's like, yo, God, how you feel about one more title run? And, you know, it's just like all eyes on Goldberg. So
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, because got, like, you know, Brock is Team Raw, and Nakamura certainly is not going to go to Raw. He's definitely going to be going to SmackDown, if anywhere. So, I don't know, Raw versus SmackDown again? Could be.
Well, that's how it goes in the Rumble and WrestleMania, isn't it? It's got to be like the crossover.
Yeah. Right. Let's do some Survivor Series talk that's not about Goldberg or Brock Lesnar. Ruckus, whatever you would say.
An element of surprise at the same time, doing the knowledge, it was to protect them because they had the the tag team title match the next day, didn't they? Now they're tag team title match, and now they're going to make them defend the titles every single week up until that point when it's the 4-7-8.
Yeah, yeah. With on Raw, the Bullet Club calling them out again. Love it. You never know, there might be, you know, I'm not going to hold out hope because Bullet Club's dying a horrible, horrible death on WWE TV. Matt Sacco, New Day comes out first. Surprise or to be expected? Really?
Absolutely surprised. Absolutely surprised. I thought they'd be, you know, there at the end. So, yeah, big surprise to me. Really enjoyed the tag team match, actually. And also props for the male 5-on-5 match. I thought that was brilliant. Really, really enjoyed it. Lots of really good spots. And the theatre Shane O'Mac was savage.
Oh, yeah, that was... We need to...
Oh, that was crazy.
We need to ban the spear. Clearly, it's... Roman Reigns shouldn't be allowed to do the spear anymore. If Seth Rollins can't do the curb stomp, then Reigns can't do the spear. Come on.
Yeah, but that's Vincent Kennedy's boy. You know, that ain't gonna happen. You know, like, you know, Vince likes to get his spear on. And I'm a fan of Vincent Kennedy, okay?
Could you imagine heel Kennedy just sat backstage going, just rewatching it like, yeah, yes, Reigns, yes, Reigns.
That's what I mean. I was in that Riley's joint, man. I was doing that myself, man. I was there, like, pretending to be Vincent Kennedy watching Roman Reigns. Everyone was deading up in the place, man.
So, one thing I thought was, you know, on a side note to that match, was quite interesting. Reigns. Unreal amount of booze. Unreal. Whole arena was just booze. All of them. Everybody.
Well,
and then
where was the place really? It was in Bizarro.
Braun Strowman got cheers.
Oh. I never talked about that.
Braun Strowman got cheers. Actual legitimate fan cheers. But right,
you know what that was? you know what that was? Braun Strowman on that video, that live show when he did the keep up, and it was like, raw, you can do that shit.
And then just the last thing about Reigns, because this is something that I don't understand at the time, so I need to help with this. The get Reigns over with the crowd, right? But their sole aim is to get Reigns over because they refuse to let him disappear, so they're trying to get him over. So why did they get him against Shane O'Mac, the most over face right now, apart from like Jericho? Why did they put him in Shano if they're trying to get him over? I don't understand.
I never looked.
It was just something that came to me. I was just like, he came out to booze, and so you want to make him go against Shane O'Mac, which...
Again, it's Toronto crowd, it's Bizarro Land.
But is it really? Is it though?
It is Bizarro Land, you know what I mean? Because last time I checked, I swore blind the crowd cheering when Roman Reigns go, ooh, and then powerbombed AJ Styles clock through the table with the shield.
Oh, well, that's a shield wank test.
Yeah,
that's
shield
just... Because I am not pleased.
Oh, no!
They props to the Toronto crowd. They know what they wanted, and that was the perfect 10 Tiger leader.
Did I not tell you also that Ambrose would take AJ Styles out?
Oh, well, it's obvious. Come on, guys, let's be honest. All three of them, Shield members. Let's get to it. All three of the Shield members in one match. You're telling me that there wasn't going to be a Shield reunion bit? Come on.
Yeah, but I'm not. I mean, here's the thing. I know you called it. At the same time, it was like you want a Shield reunion, as in like a storyline that actually with the Shield actually and then hop down the stairs.
Well, come
and
in.
Do
you,
all
I,
that.
I can see it coming now, and it will be again. Charles, Gallows and Anderson. You can see it coming. This is the start of that matchup, and it probably. Is Mania worthy? You can see it already. If Dino is part of Shield and he's going against Ambrose, that means you can guarantee that the club is going to come in at TLC and save Styles against Dino. And this is just going to be the start of the Shield versus the club. You can, I foretold in my mystic ways.
You can see it.
Tell me that I'm wrong. Tell me that that's not going to be the way that this goes down.
Why? It's like. That's how it should go down for the excitement and the wow factor. But will they pull the trigger? That's another thing.
Big
WrestleMania 33.
This literally will sell Mania. If there was any doubts at all, this will sell Mania. You've got essentially the Bullet Club versus the Shield. The two big factions probably debatably ever against each other in Mania.
So, Hold up. No, you know
go
what
on,
I'm going with this.
Go on. I'll set you up.
Hang on.
Go
WrestleMania, right? That you said. The Bullet Club versus WrestleMania, right? Okay. For that title, who do you lose to?
It could be the Rumble match for fucking all we know at this point in time. That could be where he wins it, you know.
Brad says, if your back's about got it now, brace yourself. The 16-time champion will soon be here!
The way that I'm looking at this whole setup at the minute is that if they do with the club going into the New Day again for the title, which is what they teased at, if they do go with that, it could be a strong sign that the club could win the titles just so that essentially the club has the tag titles and the world title. And then they could both drop them on the same show and it'd be a really sad day because Shield cost them the titles. That's the way they do it. Just one example, but that's one way they could do it. John Cena will probably beat Styles at Rumble. That probably will be the match. Because they're not going to let Styles go into his second Mania as world champion. So, that's, you know, we'll see.
But there's so many other factors there that you've got Finn Balor in the shadows. He's going to be...
Oh, Saka, you've just reminded me. That's what's going to happen.
There's so many unknowns. The Rumble!
Styles and Taker win the title. He goes on the Mania against Cena. Big Cena WrestleMania moment.
And then Taker wins and retires on the spot, leaves the belt in the ring with his gloves.
Boy, I'd love that, Matt. But I don't know, man. 16 times versus...
16 times versus what could have been for the streak.
You know what? That right there, if it was to have happened, Cena on the WrestleMania and there's a title online and shit, you know what? Right there, whoever loses, I win.
We'll win. It's going to be amazing.
I booked the perfect ending for that.
Yeah. That's where everyone leaves happy.
Taker wins, retires, lights go out, all that's left is the title and his gloves.
Yeah. And a hat.
And the hat, yep.
At the end.
But what if Cena becomes 16 times?
Yeah. Someone can smash out and come in the door.
Yeah.
Okay.
Going back to Survivor Series after we've just been checking. Big shout out Randy Orton for going over and speaking to Shane O's kids, telling them that it's all right. Massive.
Oh, I never caught that.
When was that? When it was about 2 minutes after Shane went down, after the spear, you can see Orton just at the bottom of the camera. He jumps out of the ring to Shane's kids, literally hugs them a little bit, and he says, "Oh, don't worry," and walks off and carries on doing the spot and that. But he basically broke kayfabe just that moment to let them know.
Oh wow!
So massive props. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
if this was 10-15 years ago, he would have got bollocking off of VKM for doing that, but, you know, props. Strowman, how good did Strowman look in that match? Holy crap.
The more the weeks and months go by, the more I think he's not an utterly useless hump of just crap.
Yeah, I would like to apologise to Mr. Braun Strowman for insulting him at the very start when he first got his solo push. Because actually, I'm starting to come around and seeing a big belt in his future. That's what I'm seeing.
Let's take it back half a step. You know, what sort of legs do you think why someone's going to run for much longer? How do you see it playing out?
Well, them turn around to the American Alpha now and say, you thought you won, didn't you? Oh, no, we're joining the game. They're looking tactical for us. Hold on.
Well, I think in terms of that, though, isn't that the breakup of them? The RK out of nowhere costing them that match and then American Alpha getting a number one contender.
Yeah. Well, if it don't... It's going to happen sooner or later, isn't it?
I don't think it's going to last very long.
We're all looking for it, aren't we? We're all looking for drop that RKO.
As good as it is, I mean, Randy and Bray work really fucking well together. Really good combo.
And you wouldn't think the wood? You think the wood?
Really good, but
Well, they're two very, very talented athletes.
Yeah, I think the end is coming on next week, SmackDown. That's when Marin Alpha versus the newly formed Wyatt brethren are, so... Because American Alpha is surely going to get the one contendership, you know. So if anyone's going to beat Beauty and the Man Beast, it's going to be American Alpha, isn't it?
Well, on paper, I mean.
Yeah. I mean. That. Well, TLC right around the corner. Would you not like to see American Alpha win the gold or bronze in this case? No, silver, isn't it? These titles, are they silver?
I'd love to see American Alpha win it.
Silver or platinum or whatever it is.
What was that, Sacco? Sorry?
I'd love to see American Alpha win it. I think they've been one of the best tag teams for quite a long time now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, incredible.
I mean, yeah, definitely, man. I mean, yeah. Definitely the tech kick, man. And then probably feud with Wyatt and Orton after that. But I'd like to see them win.
At the minute, the current match card for PLC is Nikki versus Carmella, no DQ, Miz versus Dolphin match, Becky Lynch versus Alexa Bliss, no stipulation again.
Not happy about that, man. Not happy
Styles
about that.
Ambrose in the TLC match. So at the minute, we're only getting one TLC
Danny
match
Bryan
at TLC.
Nah, Danny Bryan, Shane McMahon. Come on, man. I mean, like, it's like Sasha and my girl, Charlotte. They're setting the bar now. They're going in our cell. From the going in our cell, you can throw tables, ladders, and chairs in that biatch. They want to be treated the same as them. Throw the tables, ladders, and chairs in that biatch.
We've got
1 week lead next week. It's ridiculous.
They could announce it.
I hope so. Come on, man. Come on. They dropped this another gal upon them as well. Come on. Yeah.
Before, these sort of matches hide obvious flaws, so this would be ideal for Alexa Bliss if it was a TLT match. Because it would hide all of her very obvious flaws. Equally, Becky Lynch isn't exactly the best woman in the world either, so it probably wouldn't be a terrible thing for them to be in the Hell in the not Hell in the Cell, TLT.
We could do that. Sorry.
Savage.
Great body P. Well, someone has to be statistic while Shampoo was like, yeah.
Okay. Something that I thought might get you even more pissed off. Zayn versus Miz. What was that about? What was the point? What happened there?
Something needs to start happening with Sami Zayn. He's getting just completely lost in the shuffle. I'd like to see him pushed into the main event picture because clearly he's got the talent and good enough and he's over. He should be in that main event picture or, you know, just sort of one step below it. I'd like to see Isaiah win the Rumble, beat KO at Mania. That would be pretty awesome. I could write to that.
Mike, why did the match happen? I don't understand.
Why? To give him hope. To get a fix. I don't know if it's in, like, in a move where... I mean, they're punishing it. On Raw, they're punishing him. They said, oh, you failed to bring the belt to Raw. But it wasn't his fault.
No.
It wasn't the Miz teeth. Was that Marie 17th, right? And it was not even the man's fault. Man got punished, man. I don't know if a move where Sammy's, you know what? Yeah, I mean, Steph, Mick Foley, you're fucking with me right now, right? You know full well, you know what I mean? That wasn't even my fault. Miz was just being deep. So you know what? You, me go on a SmackDown. That's where I mean, it's not just him, Cesaro, but it's not like it's happening with Cesaro at this time, because he's got the thing. I wouldn't be surprised, you know, word up, man, if SmackDown comes on now 1 week, and then you see, I don't know, a back knee, Brian and Shane McMahon, and then suddenly you see Sami Zayn just, you know, appear at the side, and you're like, oh, shit, he's not supposed to be here. And then Sami Zayn's like, yo, I want to chat to you, man.
Sort of like...
You text you 5 minutes in.
Sort of like what they did, I don't know if you guys caught it, on NXT... with Bobby Roode just appearing in background shots and stuff. Did you guys see him?
Yeah.
Just appearing, just randomly walking about.
yeah, something like that. Like, yo, what's good? Yeah. You know what I mean? So you in the crowd or whatever. You know, something like that, man. Because they're fucking on Raw, man. I mean, that's not right. You know what I mean? The business was teeth. It was not his fault.
I want to take a quick break, because after we have the break, I was thinking Blair Files. I was also thinking a bit of fun with Chad promo. If Chad turns up, where is he?
Let the copper through. Damn.
He legitimately just give up.
I think he did.
I mean,
and then obviously the Get in the Chair award, which I don't look forward to.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we'll go from there. But final 2 points before we close this little bit out. Jack with a bottom and the breasts in that women's match.
That's why I don't understand. That's why I don't understand why Shad handed in your hand, man.
Oh, that one match. all I want is a simple yes or no to the question. Is Chris Jericho the greatest of all time?
No, but he is the best thing on Raw TV at the minute. He's goddamn hilarious.
Did you like the friendship bracelets that KO and Jericho have got?
I didn't spot that.
I haven't seen
they've
that
got,
shit, man.
They've got bracelets that one says best and the other one says friendly.
Oh! no, the answer's no, sorry. Greatest of time, no.
Okay.
No, sorry. That undergoes to Undertaker in my book. But that book, and a lot of people say that.
I think in
Jericho,
terms of longevity and just how funny he's been in wrestling ability, Jericho is one of the all-time greats.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I can't
but
say.
But enough
yeah.
of that! We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after Shad Barber gets his shit into gear. Yes!
What's up, Mike Knox? We're fanging and banging on the BDSIR network. Get some. 24/7 is more than just an attitude. It's a lifestyle. And what's all the one I'm throwing out there? The Smack Talk Facebook. Get all over that. Get smacked up and do a little bit of fanging and banging. And watch out for a butt blast.
Now, my friend, the real world heavyweight champion is on the scene. And if you want to beat somebody, you got to beat me. And my friend, I'm saying it can't be done. Woo!
Power bomb you like I'm Sid Vicious. Leave you on a tombstone like the Undertaker as a storm through the city. Like King Kong Bundy, like Ted DiBiase. We getting money. This is typhoon, earthquake, natural disaster. Too many Jake the Snake. But I'm a different pedigree like Triple H. Stone cold in the kitchen, cooking up the rock. Macho man off the ropes when the album drops. Me and my Rolls Royce cause demolition. Murder gang like Superfly sniffing. They won't catch us for years if they ever do. New world order, the first suit. Heartbreak kid, take your bitch suit. Ric Flair, when they see me, they go, woo! We do what they need. Dully boys, put it on. Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series. Every week there's something going on. SmackDown, Monday Night Raw. Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series. Every week there's something going on. SmackDown, Monday Night Raw. Sounds like AJ, let him bite the bullet. My club don't play, they crush like roots. Get your head stomped, call me Seth Rollins. All I know is drama, all I know is problems. This the Royal Rumble, every man for himself. Throw him off the top of hell in a cell. The big boss man putting people in jail. But I miss the perfect with the crown. Little dude like Jimmy Hart, think he Andre the Giant. In the street like Brock Lesnar. WrestleMania don't get no better. Rest in peace, Ultimate Warrior. Chris Benoit, the American dream. Lurking in the dark like the Demon King. Goldberg, who's next? Who's NXT? Leave you right where you stand. Run the game like Vince McMahon. Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series. Every week there's something going on. SmackDown, Monday Night Raw. Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series. Every week there's something going on. SmackDown, Monday Night Raw.
I'm talking about all the way to the top, yeah.
Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in.
But the cream will rise to the top, oh yeah.
I am the cream in the World Wrestling Federation.
Wait a minute, friend.
There is no doubt about it. Yeah, you, Mean Gene Okerlund. You know that I'm the cream of the crop.
Oh. Welcome back. Welcome back. And I hope you are tuning in at home.
Hey, that's my line.
You are listening to Lester's Last Outlaw. Grab Waddle.
What the?
This is STC from the UK, hosted on the BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio. You can find us on the Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/smoke. Request to join.
Don't do it! Don't do it!
Follow us!
Pandita! Follow us, Pandita!
It's on the Twitter at STC_WWE. You can find me at Real_Wardle. You can find the number one baby in sports entertainment at STC_AJTheBaby. Mr. Sacco, where are they finding you?
At KICKFM, KICFM.
Mr. Grant Body P.
Mr. The infamous, do not send trap music in my inbox. You will be blocked. Just like that.
Black. Bless me. After a nice refreshing break, it's now time for radio stuff.
Woo!
Cause I feel like you should pry your fucking mouth up off a bitch. But you call me Richard. Cause I'm a dick. You ain't gotta be no detective to figure out I'm a dick when I hold my private to your first clue, Sherlock prick. Call me Richard.
When the clock goes tick, no more Rick.
We Flair fans, not just Charlotte, but story time with Ric Flair, which we know that Grand Body P had watched. What has Flair been doing, Grand Body P?
Oh my God, I just watched it, and he's dead. Well, this is a story, more like the plane was 86 and going for Atlanta or something like that, right? And he's in there, and there's like 6 flight attendants, all female, 4 brunette, 2 blonde, right? One of them, Chris! One of them come out now and says, is this what you wear, to took out the rope? And is this what you wear to the wrestling ring? And he was like, well, yeah. And she's like, well, you gotta put it on. Let me see, put it on. And he's like, well, why? We can't put it on because we have all these clothes and this, that, the third. So the girl was like, yo, you know, I'll just take off all your clothes, right, and put on a robe. So what does Ric Flair do? Goes in the back, puts on a robe, takes off all his clothes, comes back out, and showing all his business.
Oh,
and then Ric Flair switches it on him, and he's like, well, boy, you ladies, you're gonna take off your clothes as well. You're gonna take off your things. And all 6 girls, that's what they did. Face mounted.
Smell
high club.
All 6 of them.
Yeah.
Hashtag Space Mountain. Long ride in the park, long live big, man.
big pain, you know. I've got a pain. And that's what happened. I'm like. Ric Flair. Damn it, I felt like, oh no. Right, it's like, I feel like that's got to be something on my to-do list before I drop down and dig. Try and get the quickest spot attendance on the train I'm got there and try to pick up what it is.
Oh, I thought you meant, see Ric
Flair. Oh, hell no! What do you think it is, man? I watched the straight line. I want a straight line, okay? You know what I mean? I love Pum Pum, okay?
Pum.
Shout out to Ember Moon, shout out to Naomi, shout out to Renee Young, shout out to Charlie Caruso, whatever her name is. They can even see you. Charlotte, I see you. Oh, hell yeah, it's worth it, man, cause... Yo, it's just there, man, you know what I mean? For that story, I know, that's the first story that comes on to kill me. You know what I mean?
Oldest ride, longest line,
mate. Come on. Yeah, man. And not just that, you've got the Jake Snake story, you've got the APA story, and I think there's another story after that. I can't remember what it's called, but I don't know how long they're going to do this for, but that one right there cracked me up, man. I mean, maybe cracked me up more than it should, because it's Ric Flair. You know what I mean? And we're doing this Ric Flair marketing, and like 5 weeks left until Shan stays in the bedded chair.
So what odds would you give on Ric Flair returning for the Rumble?
Zero. He's not going to make it, is he? He's not going to make it to the zero. You can take that one to the bank. That's 110% guarantee from Wardle. He's not making it.
Well, he might not make it to the Rumble, as in, well, he had transportation problems or he wasn't booked to be there.
No, he's dead.
No!
Shad is not going in the chair for love nor money. There is no way Shad is facing that chair. No matter what he has to do, he is not going in that chair.
Yo, Shad's been my boy for like, what, 20 years now. 20 years I've known Shad, man. Shad, you're going in the chair, man. You're doing everything. You're going in the chair.
Shad is going in the chair.
He's going in, man. You don't say them things, man.
Going back to Flair's story, Sacco, is it true, do you reckon, with the flight attendants, or is this another one of Flair's delusions?
Oh, no!
It's
true, just like Barry's story, it's true. I know Shad tried to say, nah, it's fabricated. No, it's true.
So do you reckon that's why he said, like, he's a limousine ride in jet flying? So that's all the vehicles he's banged women in, then? Is that what he's trying to say? Is he lifting them off?
His shoes cost more than our houses!
Oh, Ric Flair, dirty, dirty boy.
You know what I mean? Like I said, he was my grandma's favourite wrestler. Obviously, my grandma fancied Ric Flair back in the day.
She would have got on Space Mountain.
Well, I'm about to reveal something that I don't think I should reveal on BDSI on Network, the best damn show in radio. But believe it or not, and there's photographic evidence because my mom's got it. My grandma's late husband, well, God rest their souls now, but her husband back then spookily looked like Vince McMahon. I'm just saying. I would not lie.
I thought you were going to say met Ric Flair or something.
No. He looks like Vince McMahon. It's the truth. Now, with that said, right, you know what I mean? Like, Vince McMahon and Ric Flair, you know what I mean? Vince McMahon's always said, he admitted it himself, he'd love to be like Ric Flair and all that stuff, man. You know what I mean? And I know, and Grandma used to tell me, Michael, put on the wrestling, I want to see McMahon, or I want to see Ric Flair, the miniature boy. And now I know why. And I should have figured it out back then. But because it was my grandma, I couldn't think like that. It's the truth, man. It's the truth. I'd not lie. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I could get my mum on show if I tried hard. Enough. and my mum would confirm it. You know what I mean? My grandma's husband back in the day looked like Vincent Kennedy. It's the truth.
Weird, man. But speaking, going back to the Flair files, speaking of Flair, Charlotte taking after her dad, dirtiest player in the game, knocking down Bailey hard, beating that girl back into a wheelchair. how much you're beating. A special orthopedic wheelchair.
Jesus.
Ah, them two gonna catch up. And I'm sorry, Bailey. I'm back in Charlotte, man. All the way. Back in Charlotte. Charlotte, bent over. I'm back in your ass.
You mean the bottom and the breast?
Well, Charlotte, she hasn't really got the bottom, but she's got the legs. The legs. I want a game of this. Oh!
What did you think?
She comes around the side of the ring and she does the cartwheel.
What do you think, Sacco, the Charlotte beat down Bayley?
It's all setting up for you.
Oh, maybe. Mania? Oh, didn't see that coming.
Whoa!
Enlighten us, Mr. Sacco.
Yeah, please. Because I'm for TLC, though. I mean, not TLC,
Rumble.
Roblox
and Rumble.
Rumble?
But I think.
Okay.
It's going to be a running thing, yours, I man. Think. Definitely, obviously, you know, Roblox, Rumble. I think Bayley's going to be chasing it for ages with Charlotte just being that dastardly heel. And I think it's all going to come to a head at the grandest stage of them all.
So it's going to be a massive feud.
Yeah.
So Dana Brooke and Nia Jax and Sasha Banks, and they're not going to be in the equation.
Maybe along the way, but it will always be Bayley and Charlotte, I think.
And then you got this Emelina chick coming back through.
Oh, Emma's back, yeah. Well, coming back, isn't she?
Coming back, yeah, with a fine ass.
With a bottom.
Yeah, looking like model and shit, you know what I mean? The exact same, you know, the exact same thing that certain fans don't want. They're like, oh, well, can she wrestle?
Oh. Shut up, Nick Beards. Don't ruin it for us.
I think they're good.
I think,
like a certain Mr. Good. Yeah, he's definitely gay. He is gay.
Yeah,
he's gay.
Alright, let's see. Does anyone know what Flair's been up to recently? Current status and all that?
Lots of plans.
I'll have a quick check for you. Ric Flair is still with us. But he hasn't really tweeted much, though. He's just tweeted a lot of shit. That's all, man. That's all. There's a picture of him showing up for Thanksgiving back in the 80s. But that's about it. Happy being well. It should have gone by now, about the time this show goes out. But to the Americans, them. As evil as it sounds. But, yeah.
Drop body Pete. Right, who wants to close us out of the Flair file?
When the clock
I can't
goes
do it, man.
Tick. No.
Not quite as good as Sad Boy.
More Rick.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it.
Shad's just got that sadistic tick in his voice.
Tick.
Oh my
and
gosh,
the bit, Mr. P, that I know you've been waiting for the most of this entire show, and what the STP has been crying out for, the Get to That Chair Award.
Oh my gosh. Oh, my Facebook's blowing up. I want to give a shout out to the STC for giving in their vote. I was like, who gets a chair this week? Because you see, and you tag my name in it. Michael, chair! Make the chair! Give this man a chair! I'm like, okay. So I'm like, okay. Right, it was that stupid 434 page. The 434 page, they, we don't care what the name of Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella's is going to be. According to the 434. So I thought that was disgusting. The other competitor, the other candidate was, I don't know, I can't remember in the end, but Carl Staines, he tagged me and it says, yo, give this man a chair, because this guy, he said, Ty Dillinger, he's getting buried. Apparently he's getting buried, Wardle, because he lost to Bobby Roode.
What a load of rubbish. What a load of rubbish.
Idiot. Is it Bobby Roode's hometown? Right. This is hometown. It's NXT. It was a fantastic wrestling match, right? You know what I mean? It doesn't hurt Todd Dillinger at all. But hey, he wasn't the guy that the SEC voted for the chair. It was in fact this guy, Craig Terry. Have you heard of Craig Terry? What up?
Sounds like a dickhead. Who has a...
Have you heard of Craig Terry, Ratsacko?
I haven't heard. Do you tell?
Who has a first name?
Well, if he
surname?
Adds you as a...
Who has a first name as a surname? What is that? What a dickhead.
Hey, well, you know, there was a guy in EastEnders named Grant Mitchell, I'm just saying. But, moving on, you know what I mean? I'll tell you this, right? If a Craig Terry attempts to add you as a friend on Facebook, do not accept. You know why? Because this guy, he's an internet troll when it comes to behavior. And on top, he doesn't like women, right? Curses out the female fans of wrestling, calls them whores and all sorts of shit, right? And he went too far, I think he must have booked up against Joanne Chan. Yes, Sensational Joe, our very own Joe of the SCC, of our own BDSIR
network. Oh, if you want discounted chips, give Joe a message. Just sort you out. Fish and chips, discounted.
Ah, that's alright.
Friend bonus
that's
of the SCC.
Alright. So you haven't built a wall around Newcastle then? You haven't done a Donald Trump?
No, you have to fly in drones to pick up the chips. The wall's still there. The wall's there. She's still not forgiven.
Oh no!
Can I get my free fish and chips? She's not forgiven.
No! You still got beef like that? Well, we don't say it, right? You have to like women. Clearly, Craig Terry, you must be gay. You know what I mean? You mean to tell me? I don't know, right? I've watched wrestling for like almost 30 years now. Around 30 years now, I've been watching wrestling, right? And you look at the crowd. You've seen how much sexy ass women I've seen in the crowd.
How many?
Right?
How many?
Too many. Too many, right? Too many. We got some of our own, but our very own in our Smack Talk Center group. You know what I mean? Look good, look crisp, like, yeah, I get in that. Anyway, I'm just saying, right? This Craig Terry, obviously, you are gay. You don't like... Well, you don't even have to be gay, okay? You don't like women. You want to be an internet troll about it. You know what I mean? That's how you live your life. You must be sad, man. You know what I mean? Girl must have slapped you across the head and said you were ugly in school, man. You know what I mean? You are a sack, Pepsi. We don't like your kind. You will never be in a Smack Talk Center. Terry, you... Hey. You're the more. You disrespected Joanne Chapman. That's something you just don't do. Joanne Chapman's a good friend, okay? Nah, man, disrespect. Craig Terry,
get your chair.
Get on. But yeah, that's who the SEC have voted for this is Getting the Chair Award. Thank you for your vote, SEC. Until next week, I hope there isn't another sad biatch that gets the chair, man. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Henchman, shit.
Jesus, Mike.
I don't like wrestling fans who don't like women. How can you not like women, Wardle? Is it possible?
Yeah,
we have had a bit of a rant today, haven't we?
I know.
But that's what we're supposed to do.
Right, well, I think, you know, to round us off, it would have been Chad here with his promo of the week, promo of the month, promo only tweet when I all that shit that he comes out with. But he's not here. Where is he? No one knows. Is he in Flair Country?
He handed in his card, man. I can't believe
it. He could be in Flair Country. Who knows?
Oh, God, that's what I said. Flair, stay in your house.
Lock your doors. Your windows, lock your doors.
Lock your doors.
don't open any posts. Don't eat any food.
And really still.
Don't cook any food unless you bought it yourself. don't eat any food. Don't touch anything. Jesus, man.
You know what I mean?
Well, what I'm thinking is...
Don't send a tweet. Don't do nothing. That's probably why I haven't sent a tweet. It's just tweet.
Yeah, true. You know, this is dedication to us. This is Wardle's promo. And it was said October 29th, 1985, by the late, great
wow.
Dusty Rhodes. And it was hard times, baby. Hard time! One of the greatest promos of all time. One of the greatest of all time, baby. Dusty Rhodes.
That one is so great that WWE Network keep repeating that shit every time they get it. If it ain't that one, it's a Shane Douglas
shit. This is my, like, memory. If someone says to me, you know, favourite thing of Dusty Rhodes, this is my memory. This is the greatest... I think this is the greatest promo of all time. Like, it is incredible. This was him calling out Flair right before Starrcade, saying, I'm back, daddy, and I'm coming for you, Flair. Coming for you and your title.
I think what made that good was, like, it felt real.
Yeah. From the
heart.
You
know what I mean? It was like, from the heart, it was authentic. You know what I mean? You really felt that shit, man, because Flair was living all this high life and shit, and Dusty Rhodes was, like, kind of representing the normal man who's trying to achieve that, and you got the Ric Flair bolting and going on like he's the shit, you know what I mean? So it got underneath people's skin, so when you heard that now from Dusty Rhodes, it was like, oh, shit, he's speaking for us, he's speaking for the people, and he felt it right there, man, right there!
I'm reaching out my hand, reach out your hand, and my hand, we're touching a hand, we are the people, reach out!
Did, man.
And this was...
Did, man. And that was before my time, man. You know what I mean? That was before my time. I started watching WWF wrestling and WCW wrestling and getting into World of Sport and shit.
Dusty Rhodes, man of the people. Man with a power, man of the hour. Dusty Rhodes, one of the greatest of all time. Greatest promo, in my eyes, of all time. Is what's going to play us out.
Wow.
Is what's going to play us out after we say sayonara, as the Japs say.
Hey! That's my woman right there, man. Shit.
Mid on talk.
Asuka.
Mr. Sacco, you done talk?
Me done.
Grody, you could talk forever, but you done for now?
Yeah, man, me done.
From everybody at the FTC, thank you for listening. This has been a pleasure. My life, it don't get no better. Go on, you can do it. Go on.
Yeah, man, for no reason. Bitch!
Bottom.
Here's the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. And Dusty, your fans welcome you back, man. First of all, I would like to thank the many, many fans throughout this country that wrote cards and letters, Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, while I was down. Secondly, I want to thank Jim Crockett Promotions for waiting and taking the time, because I know how important it was. Starrcade 85, it is to the wrestling fans, it is to Jim Crockett Promotions. And Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, with that weight, got what I wanted. Ric Flair, the world's heavyweight champion. I don't have to say a lot more about the way I feel about Ric Flair. No respect, no honor. There is no honor among thieves in the first place. He put hard times on Dusty Rhodes and his family. You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work. They got 4 or 5 kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. Hard times are when the auto workers are out of work and they tell them go home. And hard times are when a man has worked at a job 30 years. They give him a watch, kick him in the butt, and say, hey, a computer took your place, Daddy. That's hard times. And Ric Flair, you put hard times on this country by taking Dusty Rhodes out. That's hard times. And we all had hard times together. I admit, I don't look like the athlete of the day supposed to look. My belly's just a little big. My hand is just a little big. But brother, I am bad and they know I'm bad. And there were 2 bad people. One was John Wayne and he's dead, brother. And the other one's right here. Nature Boy Ric Flair. The world's heavyweight title. belongs to these people. I'm going to reach out right now. I want you at home to know my hand is touching your hand for this gathering of the biggest body of people in this country, in this universe, all over the world. Now, reach it out, because the love that was given me in this time, I will repay you now, because I will be the next world's heavyweight champion on this Hard Time Blues Dusty Rhodes Tour 85. And Ric Flair, Nature Boy, let me leave you with this. One way to hurt Ric Flair is to take what he cherishes more than anything in the world. That's the world's heavyweight title. I'm going to take it. I've been there twice. This time when I take it, Daddy, I'm going to take it for you. Let's gather for it. Don't let me down now, because I came back for you. For that man up there that died 10, 12 years ago and never got the opportunity to see a real world champion. And I'm proud of you, and thank God I have you. And I love you. Love you!
Here's a shout out to Mike Knott, Chad Father, Mr. NXT, Matt Sacco, got that right, Mike Grant, and everyone at Smack Talk Center. You are listening to STC from the UK on the BDSIR network. I did it.
I'm serving notice.
Easy.
Yeah.
I get the shot you're looking at.
Yo, Easy, good looking out on this one, homie.
I'm serving notice.
We serving notice to the whole industry on this one, man. I'm serving notice to the whole industry. All that cookie cut nursery, hickory dickory dock, rap to crack, weak punchlines and delivery. Stop. Y'all really think I'm killing it lyrically? Not. I guess it's time for me to teach you how to coordinate pop. Skinny jeans should never ever have a place in hip hop, but that's another chapter. How is R&B singers harder than these rappers? It's all backwards, you can't tell the difference now. Look around, it seems men and new women now. Yeah, the inch is foul, but these are free throws. These shallow hows ain't prepared for these beats low. Life's a gamble, but I'm ballin', homie Pete Rose. Clones biting my style, man, they can keep those. Cause they say coming up short, Danny DeVito. Well, every day, new heights, homie, we reach those. Capiccio, with Fred Nuffins on the track. Look, I make it look easy on the beat, though.
I'm serving notice. I get the shot, you're looking at the next champion. I'm serving notice. All on the list. I'm serving notice.
I'm something you don't want none of, cause I spit 316s like something cold that'll stun ya. Nux the big deal from the small wonder shit. I lose control like it's a spell that I'm under. And feast on these beats, but you can blame it on my hunger. And speaking of, these tracks that I'm eating on, got fans reacting to it like a Beatles song. But real hip hop, y'all rappers doing sing alongs. Before you can beat the dawn, you got a better chance on Friday. Getting a kiss from Nia Long, running away's your best bet. Cause I pick up mics and truck these MCs. No redneck, repeat this when it's playing on your headset. Only settle when I die and I ain't dead yet. Try to test and get laid out like a bed check. Rap mania, killing the game, this song's a death threat. I hope you're ready on your mark. Set.
Let's go!
Enough!
serving notice.
Easy on the effing beat.